This
is Mythical.
Welcome to Ear Biscuits, the podcast where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time. I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link. This week at the round table of dim lighting, we're doing another mini episode. We're going to clock in around a half hour, so that's a heads up. Because, like we said last episode, we're gearing up for a little sabbatical, a little break. So we want to give you something you can listen to. But we're doing like two for ones from our perspective. So it's helpful. So Thank you for your support.
And one of the things we want to talk about before we get into some of the updates and discussions that we will be having is the thing that we are so excited about, the thing that we've been working on since the fall of last year, and that is Wonderhole Season 2.
Whoop, whoop.
And, okay, there's a lot that we're about to cover about this, but look, just hang with us for a second because you're going to find out where you can watch the new trailer for season 2, which is on the original Rhett and Link channel, which I think right now we're still calling it Rhett and Link's Wonderhole just because the way that the SEO works and everything, that's the name of the channel. It's the original Rhett and Link channel.
Yes.
But over there, we made the promo that may have deceived you if it performed as it should. It deceived you a little bit into thinking that something was going to happen, but it was the trailer for season two.
You may want to watch the trailer for season two, but a lot of people have to be tricked into watching a trailer and to watching a video that's an announcement. So,
yeah.
You know, and ironically, that's as we explore a little bit in the trailer or the lead in for the trailer.
Yeah.
It's kind of reflective of how we approach the season in general. We don't need to get into all that right now. All you need to know is go over to the Rhett and Link channel to watch the trailer. The series premieres on August 24th. So we're starting to do the rollout and the ramp up. But we also wanted to create a special live event where we could screen a couple of episodes of season two of Wonderhole with fans, maybe you.
Mm-hmm.
So we constructed a premiere event in LA, and then we added the next night a premiere event in Seattle. We needed to keep it West Coast because of our time commitments and things like that, but... So we've got three screenings, which we will physically be there, and we're calling it an evening with Rhett and Link, where, yes, we will show you two episodes before they come out, but we will also be engaging with the crowd. And
telling you a couple of stories. We're going to do answer some of your questions. Stevie's going to be up there on stage with us moderating that. It's going to be a cool, intimate, mythical beast type experience that will only happen for those two nights, LA and then Seattle. And it's cool to watch things on the big screen with other mythical beasts. We don't get a lot of opportunities to do that. You don't get a lot of opportunities to do that. So for a very special sort of once in a lifetime thing that you want, if you want to be a part of that, there's going to be some exclusive stuff there. Beyond that, there's some exclusive merch that can only be gotten there at the event. Also, if you are a Mythical Society member, again, there's lots of benefits to that as it relates to Wonderhole. Is you're actually going to be able to see Wonderhole. Every episode is going to come out early on the Mythical Society, so you can see those episodes before they drop widely on YouTube. And also, as it relates to this live screening premiere event with us, on this Wednesday, July 23rd at 3 a.m. Eastern or midnight Pacific. Did I say specific? Pacific.
I got you.
Specifically Pacific. You can go and get tickets for the pre-sale only as a Mythical Society member, okay? So that's basically, if you're listening to this on Wednesday, that's going to happen.
You said buy tickets for pre-sale. If you're, yeah.
Yeah. Mythical Society members can get the first tickets to the live event.
Which are available now.
Yeah.
So you can go to mythicalsociety.com and get a ticket to that event before anybody else.
And that's what you're going to be able to do is get the VIP tickets where you get special seating in the theater, which won't be like the front row. It'll be like a section of seats that are like
the best seats.
Close to, you know, you don't want to be on the front row for a movie necessarily, but you want to be pretty close because we're going to be doing this Q&A. But you also get, there's going to be a limited number of VIP meet and greet tickets as well. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's going to be a very...
an extravaganza.
Celebratory time where we can kind of watch this thing that we've created and put all this time and passion into. We can enjoy it together. But for those of you who can't make that, you know, watch and share the promo. You know how excited we get about Wonder Hole. It's where we're basically pouring our hearts and our minds into something unbridled creativity as far as what we've got to offer. And we're very excited about this season. And we'll talk more about the specifics of the season, the specific approach, and, you know, that kind of thing once it gets closer to the premiere time.
Yeah. He just put a voicemail. I heard that we have an update on my mouth numbness.
We do.
Hey, Red and Link. I'm Carissa. I'm from Calgary, Alberta in Canada. I just finished listening to the most recent episode, and I wanted to say that I'm very proud of you, Link, for exploring the anatomy of your mouth. I think everybody should be doing that. I'm a massage therapist, and you probably got some of the numbness because your massage therapist sounds like she was pressing on it pretty hard. You don't need that much pressure, but she was probably just aggravating one of your facial nerves, the trigeminal nerve. So, Rhett, you were correct in your explanation. Anyways, please enjoy massaging the inside of your mouth. You can do it at home. Everybody should be exploring their facial anatomy. Good job. Glad it helped.
Everyone Explore should be exploring facial your facial analogy. I can't talk.
Analogy. Let's make an analogy with the anatomy.
Did she say that my nerve was called a trigeminal nerve? There's three balls in my cheek?
Yeah, yeah. Well, with you specifically.
You know what? When in doubt, try genital. Is that what she said?
I'm going to look it up because I couldn't.
That sounds right. I mean, I don't know. When people say words like that, they kind of just go whoosh, right over me. Unless I have to repeat them to somebody. How are you feeling, though?
My numbness has subsided.
Yeah.
My genitals are back in the right place.
And what, it took what? I would say after a week it was fully better?
It was more like 2 weeks, but I did go back in. I haven't been messing with it too much, but I did go back in with a finger yesterday just to kind of see how things were doing.
But you're not trained.
Like she said, it's good to explore your own body.
It feels like the kind of thing you could do to yourself, though.
Oh, yeah. I've started doing it to myself. Yeah, like just palpate your face. But then just get underneath there, underneath the cheeks. I haven't washed my hands. I'm not going to do it right now. But, I mean, I was eating some yogurt in the car.
And you stick your finger in there while you have yogurt in there?
Well,
yeah.
We didn't have a spoon. So I'm eating the yogurt. I'm squishing the yogurt out and just like using my tongue to get the yogurt out of the thing because I'm in the car. We're driving down the road.
That's what go-gurt's for, man.
Well, I squeezed it like a go-gurt, but it was a cup.
Yeah.
And then after I squeezed it, I realized there was a lot of yogurt down in there. I needed that yogurt, so I took that. I took one finger. And I went down in there, and I scooped out all the yogurt, and I started sucking it off my finger.
And who were you with at the time, and what was the look on their face?
Christy, and she was driving.
Okay, good. She was distracted.
I'm sure she saw me out of the corner of her eye and decided not to look over. But then once I had all that yogurt on my finger and my fingers in my mouth, I was like, well, what a perfect opportunity.
Yeah, it's already in there.
Just to start massaging the inside of my mouth, you know?
Do you experience relief?
It feels good to touch the places of tension, yes, even on the outside. Like, sometimes now, instead of just like, if I'm listening to you, I might use my left hand to prop up my face and just kind of have a little. You're doing it too. We're both kind of looking at each other. We've got a hand on our face. So now, you see what I'm doing? Instead of just like propping up your head with your hand, just start pushing.
And open one eye a little bit.
And you don't need to
roll
go
back.
You don't even need to go in a circle. You just need to start. Don't do that. You just need to find where it's tender and just kind of just push and poke around. If anything's tender in there.
I don't have a lot of tenderness.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you haven't found it yet. Or maybe you don't carry any tension in your face. But I feel validated, and I thank you for the call. You know, this is the power you have. You can call us in response to things that we've said, and you can make us feel better about ourselves. You'll do that by calling 1-888-EARPOD1.
I've been researching the vagus nerve, you know, the nerve that connects all the important things.
Okay.
Your gut, your heart. I don't know. It goes lots of places. And your vagal tone, which is like a measure of your HRV, your heart rate variability, is an indication of your ability to basically handle stress. And my vagal tone is low.
Like muscle tone? That's how you're using the term? It's not like a sound. It's like, is it toned?
I don't really, I mean, it's definitely not like a sound. It's just called vagal tone. I don't know specifically.
And how are you measuring it?
You get your HRV on your ring. I get it on my watch now.
So it's just the HRV number. It's
So like if your vagal tone, if your HRV is low, it can be a sign of chronic stress, and basically it's a measure of your body's ability to deal with stress. I don't know why. I don't know the mechanism of heart rate variability and how that relates to stress, but your vagus nerve is like your heart is involved, your gut is involved. So a lot of people can experience problems with their heart, their gut, like irritable bowel syndrome, and lots of things can be associated. And I mean, I'm chronically stressed out, have been for 20 years, but I continue to try to develop techniques to deal with it. But there are, so there's like breathing exercises and that kind of thing that are good. And there's also, this is a breathing exercise as well, but like that humming meditation that you like see when people are, you know, playing monks in on television, like literally the humming will increase vagal tone. But you can also, I think it's on both sides, but you can also like find it and do like little massages on it.
Sure, that's not a lymph node?
Well, you're close to the lymph node. Lymph node is right there. But it's basically right next to the jugular. I think it runs right alongside it. And you can kind of just do a little massage, a little humming, your eyes roll back in your head a little bit. Do some deep breathing exercises. Do some box breathing. I've been doing lots of box breathing just as, you know, as needed, as I think about it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do some box breathing. I think the numbers are going up. The specific protocol that I have been using is a 4-second inhale, a 7-second breath hold, and an 8-second exhale. And I usually do a little double inhale. So I go like inhale and then right at the end, a quick inhale to, there's a name for it. I can't remember what that's called, but basically you fill your lungs up, then you hold that for a count of 7 and then you breathe slowly out of the mouth for 8 seconds. You do 4 of those in a row and you're just, and like, I'll do it to the point where sometimes I'll hold it a little bit longer, and so I get a little bit lightheaded. And sometimes if I'm not seated, I will feel like I'm going to faint, and which is pushing it too far. But you feel like you've just taken drugs. Like when you get done with that, there's just like euphoria that hits you with whatever you, I don't know what you've done, something with oxygen, I don't know. But you feel great, and you like calm down. And you stop thinking about whatever it was that was bringing stress, because now you're like concentrating on the breath. Anyway, I've been doing that, and I also ordered this thing. It hasn't come yet. I don't know. I don't know where it is. But you can do you can get this thing that literally electrically stimulates the vagus nerve.
Like a collar?
The one I got goes around the back and then, like, has these little things, and it's just like an electrical signal. There's another one that you, like, taken, looks like a shaver or whatever, like sticking on there for 2 minutes. And for most people, because people who have vagus nerve things can sometimes get migraines. Thank God I don't have migraines. But they'll do this stimulation of the nerve to help with migraines. But some people will do it if they're having like bowel issues or what. I'm just trying to get my HRV up, which I have through exercise, breathing, and stuff. But yeah, I've got this thing that looks like what the Star Trek guy would have worn on his eyes, but then you just put it on your neck and turn it around.
Okay.
So that's the type of massage that I'm into right now.
Vagal nerve. When you talk about the nerve being in all those places, it is crazy to think about. I don't know what defines a nerve. Is it like an organ? I know you have many nerves. It's basically like saying, like if you had an artery, I understand that like they name different arteries that go from point A to point B, but for one nerve to be in all those places, it's a big-ass nerve.
It's a big, nerve is essentially, correct me. I think it's basically just a bundle of neurons, right? And it's a way for electricity and electrical signals to move throughout the body. It's the network by which electricity moves around the body, and it's concentrated in this main river of the vagus nerve. And then there are nerve bundles and branches that just like it's basically the way all stuff in your body propagates, like.
Yeah,
vessels and capillaries and stuff. And so it works the same way as blood vessels. But this one goes down and around and then back up. And it's actually, I think it's different than the laryngeal nerve, which is a really interesting, there's a really interesting thing about evolution, the way that evolution happened with the laryngeal nerve is going from your brain to your larynx. Uh-huh. But somehow at some point, because of the way we evolved, it went under an artery that's coming out of your heart. Because we used to be different. We come from fish, And so it worked differently. But then as we evolved, it still made sense for the laryngeal nerve to go under this artery. And so your laryngeal nerve goes from your brain down to your heart and then back up to your larynx. And it happens in a giraffe as well. So it goes all the way from a giraffe's brain, all the way down its neck, around its heart, and then back all the way up and then connects to the larynx of all mammals. And it's just one of these things that like at some point.
A byproduct of the way that we evolved.
Yeah. It's just kinda fascinating.
Yeah. It reminds me of the analogy of housing renovations.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you got some old wiring, and then, I want to extend this wiring, but I ran the wiring back here, but now I want it up here, but I need
exactly
to use
the
same wire, so I'm just going to bring it back up here now instead of ripping out all the walls and starting over, because that's not how bodies are made.
And it's
you don't rip anything out.
And it's,
you just keep adding and adding and adding.
And it's this amazing evidence for the fact that this is, whether or not you believe in God is unrelated and irrelevant to this question, because that could be God's process. But the fact is that the process is not special creation. It's
iterative over time.
It's iterative and it's
additive over time.
And it builds on itself. And it's like, it's always makes more sense. And when the body is being built through this gene expression thing that happens, the amount of what would have to happen in order for that route to change to be the direct route, which would obviously be more efficient. And if I was designing a giraffe from the ground up, I wouldn't do that. I would go straight to it, because it also creates a thing where the amount of real estate that nerve is taking up creates all these opportunities for it to get severed and
right.
And it's also just more proteins. It's even though if you're if you're a creationist, you're going to say that, God did it that way, but for some reason that we're going to find out. It's better for some reason or whatever. There's always, you can back them into a corner and they're always going to find a way to slip out. But it's fascinating. But the vagus nerve, which is, I don't know why I was talking about the laryngeal nerve, but the vagus nerve has a strange path, but it like goes and grabs all this important stuff. And so if it's not working right, you can have a lot of things. And that's why if you're chronically stressed out, you can have heart stuff, you can have stomach issues, and other things that it connects to as well.
Try yogurt, though, next time you want to massage that. Yeah, just put a little yogurt on your finger.
People are curious about the fact that, as a shout out to you in my fridge tour video with Sporked, I had my kefir and I was like, this is kefir for pills. And it's like, it's not actually, I just said that. And I put kefir in my smoothie, which then I take my pills with that.
Okay.
I don't take it directly, but now everyone, because people don't know when I'm joking a lot of the time, because I don't make it clear, are like, why are Rhett and Link
taking pills,
with kefir?
This is a thing.
Or kefir. Okay, I know that's, you don't say kefir, but.
Kefir?
I think that's how you would.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I also don't say Paris when I say Paris.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not Alex Trebek.
I don't say Teva when I put on my Tevas either.
That's right.
You know, it's not the same thing, but. But what are you?
Oh, you know. But speaking of health,
what are you saying that people want to know why you and I have this thing of taking pills with kefir?
Yeah, yeah. People were confused. I will say,
is this something not? Did I invent this? And you were just
you said it on your fridge tour.
Well, yeah, because I do it. But do you? And you don't do it. But did you ever do it?
I take pills with water or a smoothie, and my smoothie has kefir in it.
So you did it as a shout-out to me.
Yeah, because I have the same exact kefir in my fridge as you do.
So basically, I invented it. I invented taking pills with kefir.
Do you do it because, why? Because people were like, again, I love you guys. You always think that everything that we do, like, you try to track it to some, like, real good reason, and people were like, well, they probably do it because pills can be bitter or something like that. And I'm like, I don't think so. I think he just likes kefir and he has to take pills.
No, it's more than that. It's lubricative.
Okay.
Because...
But it's not because it covers up the taste of pills.
No.
Pills
no.
don't have taste.
No, I don't taste the pills. I'm not tasting pills every morning, y'all. Don't worry. Link ain't over here tasting pills. Link just tastes taking the pills down without tasting.
Because it's like, it has grabbing power. It's more viscous, and so it like takes the pill and throws it down. Like if you're like cleaning out a pipe, you want to like some volume to be in the liquid or some viscosity.
I mean, my form of box breathing is sertraline. It's an anxiety medication.
Right.
It's Zoloft.
How big is it though?
It's very small, but it's the last pill you want to dry swallow. And even
I never do that.
Even if I take it with water, sometimes it feels like it gets stuck there. And this is a thing with this pill. It's like
it grabs it and pulls it out.
It's not a cow. It's a sticky kind of pill.
So I've gotten so good at taking pills. You got to just have something. Man.
I feel like if I take my pill with my smoothie, which right when I get up, I take the kefir with the sertraline, and I take like a multivitamin. The multivitamins are in a capsule, but they're also kind of sticky. So I swallow three of those with kefir. And then later in the morning, maybe an hour later, I will eat my smoothie. But I've elected to not take my pills with my smoothie because I don't believe that it works as well.
Well,
and I know that's not true. Well, I know that's kind of wild.
No, but it depends on what you're taking. Like some pills, some drugs are supposed to be taken with food. And some are not. Like there's some are fat soluble.
I mean, the ones that I have done, it doesn't
but
matter.
But citrulline is like, you can take it with or without food.
Yeah.
Multivitamin.
But I actually don't believe that it will be absorbed if I take it with food. This is a belief I have, which is not based on anything.
A multivitamin should be taken with some healthy fats, but your kefir has healthy fat in it. So you should probably fine.
I feel like I'm giving this is what I think. It has nothing to do with the facts that you're telling me. Right. Nothing about
those,
fats.
Those are not important to you.
This is what's important to me.
Right.
The feeling of, I'm giving my body this pill right now, and it's going to take it and use it. But I'm not going to confuse my body with 18 other ingredients. Yeah. And
you know what? Link has a point here.
I feel like I'm being kind to my body. This is an important pill. You get to eat it alone. And you can need to concentrate all of your digestive powers, Link stomach, on getting this anxiety medication where it needs to go, because I want it. I really want it to be in the right
place. You don't want it to get confusing. Just stick with a smoothie.
I don't want you to just...
And go straight into your poo-poo.
Yeah, just poop it out, because it's just like you're overwhelmed.
I've gotten so good at...
And this is totally fabricating my mind, right?
Yeah, right. So you have the opportunity to not perpetuate the fabrication, but it probably doesn't matter, because I think you can take it either way and it doesn't matter.
And also, if I wait
to take
the pill...
If you're taking a lot of stuff, you have to think about
it. With my smoothie, then I'm afraid that I might forget to take my pill. If I don't take the pill right when I wake up, then I might not take it that day.
Right.
Right?
I take a lot of supplements. I take less right now than I was taking, but I was so pill averse. First of all kids are pill averse, right? And then at some point, most people, as they transition into adulthood, they get over that, and then some people remain children. It's fine. I'm kidding. I know some people have literal physiological issues that make it difficult to swallow pills, and so I'm going to acknowledge those people. I'm just making a joke. But I have gotten where I want to make the pill part of the I want to make it as fast as possible, so I don't have to, I'm like to go outside now and get some sunlight, and I'm just like out there drinking my smoothie in the sunlight, like staring just below the sun, you know? And
I'm the weird one though.
And but I'm not going on instinct here. I'm going based on what, you know, the latest research, whatever. So get sunlight early. But I don't want just to have a big thing of pills. And so I've been seeing how many pills I can swallow in one swallow. And let me just tell you right now, it's a lot. So the magnesium pills I have are this big, and there's three of them. And so I take all three of those together. But then I was like...
So your body's not confused.
But then, I entered all my supplements into the AI engine that I use for research, and I said... that knows all about me and my habits and stuff. And I put the quantities and the specific amounts in.
And you ask it, how many can you swallow at once?
No, I said, when, based on the latest evidence, should I take these? At what time of day and with or without food? And it just tells you, and then you should do it.
Well.
And I use one that is well vetted and resourced. It's not hallucinating. Don't worry about me. But I'm also taking a lot less supplements than I was. I'm kind of like rebuilding it. But I gotten where you'd just be surprised how many you can swallow. Like, I know there's a lot of people who are really scared of taking pills. I'm saying a man with a small mouth and a relatively small neck, so probably a small throat. I'm just telling you, I figured out that you can take 8 large capsules of anything in one swallow.
What? Dude, that's analogous to... Like,
it's like a snake.
Swallowing a steak. Like a big...
Listen, I'm not a doctor.
Why are you probably...
Because after a while, I was like...
Do you feel like you only got so many swallows in you?
Yeah. Well, it's probably true. You probably do.
Like, once you reach your swallow quotient,
swallowing the pills...
That's what determines your death day?
Swallowing the pills is the least favorite part of that whole experience. And I'm like... So I piece them together, and it's like when you have a palm full. I think a palm full is a swallow full, and then you just. And with the smoothie, it does the principle of, like, I don't know if I would do it with water.
But you're swallowing hard with the smoothie. Big gulp.
Not too hard. Oh, just relaxing the throat and just
it
in.
You can't do, and I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to relax the throat. I can't chug a drink. Is that what you're doing?
It's just one swallow. It's just like, they're in there, and I'm like.
But then there's it's a packet.
It's like somebody plunging a toilet, but without it being ever stuck. And then my stomach's like, hello, just takes it all in.
And then it's confused. You've flooded the zone.
No.
Like, literally, you have flooded your stomach zone.
Your
with
body
pills.
Is going to, it knows what to do with all that. Now, first of all, it just piss out 90% of it.
I don't think, like, my belief about my stomach, my relationship with my stomach is.
Mine's not a belief.
It's part of me.
I don't have beliefs about my stomach.
I believe that my stomach is not a good multitasker. That's what I believe. And that's why I like to swallow a little pill here, a little pill there.
Link has a point here.
I mean, I realize how ridiculous this is, but like, it makes me feel good to have.
Take a multivitamin
I feel like I'm being kind to my GI tract. I'm easing it into pills, foods.
But I'm just taking those pills at once, and then I'm not taking anything else.
I chew everything so vigorously. You know that about me? And I do that because I'm kind to my stomach. I think when I die and they do an autopsy, because they will do an autopsy.
That's not something you want to predict about yourself.
Oh.
Because it usually means you're the victim of foul play.
Well,
suspected foul play.
Well, then maybe I'll have a news story written about me. Maybe there'll be a podcast investigating my death. Mm-hmm. But the thing that they're going to discover is that my stomach is the stomach of probably a 25-year-old.
Well, we both had our stomachs looked at by a doctor, and he did not seem to say, because I'm getting better about chewing.
I didn't ask.
I'm getting much better about chewing, but I have done very little chewing in my life.
What do you mean you're getting better about chewing?
I'm chewing more. I'm trying to not swallow things whole. But I'm still swallowing my pills whole. But I'm trying to, like, my philosophy throughout my life has been, have you chewed it enough to be able to get it down?
Choke it down, basically.
And usually there's a gray area, like maybe, and then you swallow.
I have no idea. And I've been so averse
you
to that.
Might have chewed this enough to get it down. Let's find out. Swallow now. That's my philosophy.
Maybe I have a choking phobia. But anyway.
But I'm chewing. But
more? You're chewing more?
Yeah, because it's not good for you to not chew. It's better to chew. Chewing is, I mean, I think maybe you've done some damage to your face muscles, but...
I've been on to something this whole time.
It's much better, but hold on. Sometimes I wonder, like, of course, are you telling me that you did not know that chewing your food more is definitively better for you to do? You've just been doing it because your grandma told you to do it when you were a kid?
I believe that it's good. It's kind to my body.
No, but there's definitive scientific reasons for why. This is a whole digestion process that's happening. And so if your mouth does more work, it does a number of things. First of all,
I believe that intuitively, but not...
Well, I'm going to tell you...
Scientifically.
Okay, well, let's back up your intuition with some science, because... Chewing the food makes you, first of all, you eat less because you take longer to eat and longer to realize that you're full. When you chew not very much like me, you end up overeating. And then also you overwhelm your stomach because it is having to work harder. It's like now it's releasing more acid to like, oh shit, there's a giant piece of steak in here. There's a fully intact egg, you know? There's a whole meatball in this man's stomach.
There is a handful of pills.
Yeah, oh, here's 8 pills.
Are they in a Ziploc bag still? Maybe.
The pills, not an issue, because that's just the packaging, the cellulose packaging or whatever is disintegrating, and then their body...
you don't need to convince me that what I'm doing is good.
I'm saying that what you're doing about the chewing is good.
Thank you.
I think...
Welcome to my world.
But no, but this is, again, what I'm laying out here is an opportunity for us to learn from each other and compromise. So I am learning from you in the way that you chew things more thoroughly, and that's a good thing. And what I'm telling you is that you need to learn from me and swallow 8 pills. You need to work your way up, because the pills, that's totally fine.
I have 3 pills that I swallow.
Do them all at the same time.
So you're telling me you want me to add 5, like...
No, I'm saying...
Placebos?
Until you get to 8 pills, do not do 1 pill at a time. Do them all together. Put all 3 pills in your palm.
Here I am going to do this.
Yeah, because here's another thing. It's a confidence booster. Because a lot of this is all in your head.
Yeah, I just did that.
No, seriously.
I just choked down 8 pills at once. I can do anything today.
You can, because it's all mental.
I can choke down anything.
Again, caveat, if you have a physiological issue with swallowing, I'm not talking to you.
Swallowing pills gives you confidence.
But if you have have an optimally functioning digestive system, okay, then you have the capacity to swallow. I'm not going to say you got to be an 8-pill guy, but you definitely a 3-pill person. You should be doing 3 pills at a time, and you can do that. You can swallow 3 pills at a time.
In order to give you confidence.
Well, think about it. You've seen the people. You know who you are. You don't want to swallow a pill. You get it in the back there, and you get a little bit nervous, and then you panic, and you're throwing your head up and doing things that are unnecessary. When you overcome this small little challenge of 3 pills at a time without looking like this, you just put them in there, and then just drink like a normal person is just drinking like a cup of coffee or whatever, and you swallow, and then you smile. You get where you can do that. What will you do next? They're not going to be able to keep you from anything.
All right, so now...
But if 3 pills are going to stop you, what's the next thing that's going to stop
you? The Rhett McLaughlin confidence booster system.
It's true!
You got to work your way up to taking 8 pills at once with kefir.
I come out of my laundry room with 8 pills that have just deposited into my stomach. I got some pep in my stuff.
I thought you were in the sun.
No, pills, laundry room, then you go into the sun.
All right, so we need to...
Patent this? The 8-pill system?
Yeah. Why am I going to do this? Why am I now going to do this?
I could maybe...
Chewing. That's why.
I could build a travel container.
If you started chewing...
I could build something that like... shoots. I should have done that. But like shoots the pills into your mouth. So it's just, you know... Oh, you know what it is? It's your pill. You send your pills to me at an address that I will disclose. I mix them into kefir. But it's still a pill form, and it's like a go-gurt, and then you just take it.
It's there in a suspension fluid.
You take it, and then there's a little thing that you put it in your mouth, and then the thing hangs out of your mouth, and then you clap on it, and it just shoots it down your throat. And everybody will do it. And it's called a confidence booster. I have to spell it a little bit different to make it proprietary.
Can we put the word pill in it? Pill pack. Pill pack one. Confidence boost.
We'll figure that out, but I got to work on the engineering side of it too.
You're sitting here forcing yourself. We're both crazy.
You can get a friend to step on it too.
You are crazy too, man.
I'm not saying I'm not.
You're crazy, man.
I'm not saying that I'm not.
You're sitting there trying to take as many pills at once as you can.
I'm saying, but my...
And I'm trying to
as
take
someone who
as
is,
few pills as possible.
The interesting thing is you pride yourself on being a man of efficiency. All the choices that I am laying out here are made out of for efficiency's sake, which I don't think that's always a good
My stomach's thing. Not going to do. It's like, is there not a pharmacist down there? Do this with this, do that with that. How does my stomach know where to send everything? That's crazy.
That's millions of years of evolution to figure that out.
It's wild, dude. You just dump a whole bunch of stuff in your stomach, and it knows what to do with it.
Well, but again, all of this has been predetermined.
It's beautiful.
Some things work together. Like if you take vitamin D3, you need some vitamin K at the same time. If you take zinc, you need to take some copper. And... So most of the multivitamins are going to take care of this balance for you. They've thought about this because they know that people aren't going to think about it. But then there are some things that, don't take these two things together because your body won't know what to do with it. Not your stomach. Your stomach isn't the problem. There are certain things that are competing for the same receptors. Everything goes into your body in different ways. And so, this is why you put it in, or you can go to a doctor if you don't like to use AI. And you can be like, or you can go to probably like a website where you can enter things in and they'll use AI to help figure out what it is. But you should know when you should take the things that you are taking because you may be taking them at the wrong time. You may be taking them with the wrong thing. You may be taking them on an empty stomach and you do need like some some fat to take it with, or you do need a meal, or you don't need a meal, some stuff. You need to know that about the stuff that you're taking.
See, this is when you lose me.
It's like, but it's so easy.
This is overwhelming. But when you say X number of pills swallowed at once delivers Y amount of confidence, that's simple. That's marketing.
Okay.
That's what I can do.
Yeah, but if people aren't supposed to take the pills with food, I can't mix them with the kefir. And they've got to send me all the information, and then I'll do the work. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'll be well, just water balloons. Sometimes it's kefir balloons. They're balloons. Confidence balloons. Confidence balloonsters.
And then if people have a swallowing problem, can you grind it all up and put it in the Go-Gurt? Yes.
Probably. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
So there'll be a pill grinding division.
We'll have a website.
But there'll be a lot of judgment associated with that, as you can tell. Rhett's going to throw lots of shade at you if he's grinding your pills for you.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, it's okay.
Summer's in full swing for us. We're swallowing pills, and we are as confident as we've ever been.
And next time on a little mini, because we got two more this summer, I know somebody has a follow-up about the airline stuff that we talked about, and I have a little airline incident that happened, and we'll see what you think about it.
Okay, teaser to the next one. We'll talk at you next week.
Hi, my name is Seth Merritt. My daughter Maureen Merritt is a huge fan. She's like your biggest fan, but you probably don't know her because she's very shy. But we just had fun dialing your phone number because she actually admitted to me that she didn't know how to dial it. What's the phone number again?
1-888-EARPOD1.
EARPOD1. All right, we love your stuff. Keep on keeping on. Thanks.